Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. Our society's collective obsession with work, achievement, and material success has made many of us lose touch with the childlike joy and youthful simplicity that made life fun and exciting when we were kids. As much as we fantasize about reliving those carefree childhood days, we can't go back. But we can recapture the essence of a childlike consciousness by cultivating certain traits within ourselves. In this week's episode, I illustrate the importance of being childlike through a fun movie reference while also establishing the key qualities that we can adopt to develop a happier and more joyful mindset. How being childlike makes growing up easier. Great is a human who has not lost his childlike heart. Mencius. Recently, I had the pleasure of watching Disney's Christopher Robin. It's a moving film that tells a story of a middle-aged man who reunites with his childhood friend, Winnie the Pooh, and all his companions from the Hundred Acre Woods. His friends help him rekindle his enthusiasm for life and remind him of what's most important. On first meeting Christopher, Pooh could sense that he was not happy. Robin was a far cry from the little boy who used to accompany Pooh on their fun-filled adventures in the forest. He was now a fully grown man, a workaholic burdened by the demands of his job. His frequent absence from home caused tension with his wife and daughter, who longed for his presence. Pooh gently brings this issue to light during a conversation at a train station after Robin refuses to retrieve Pooh's lost balloon that got stuck in a window of the train that they boarded. Pooh looks at Christopher Robin and innocently asks, "Do you always carry that thing with you?" Robin replies, "What, my briefcase?" Pooh smiles innocently. "Yes. Is it more important than a balloon?" He curtly pouts, "Of course it is more important than a balloon." This scene almost moved me to tears because it touches on a very important life lesson. The briefcase symbolizes our society's collective obsession with work, achievement, and material success. Our high-intensity work culture costs us our childlike joy of simply being in the moment. The balloon that Pooh holds onto symbolizes youthful simplicity and a love for play, something we tend to forget as adults. It's not easy to hold onto that balloon. Most of us let go of it, allowing it to float out of reach as we plow through our growing pains like disappointment, heartbreak, failure, betrayal, and dealing with our limitations. An inability to process these challenges in a way that will bolster our resolve and character will result in a cynical and bitter perspective on life. As much as we fantasize about reliving those carefree childhood days, we can't go back. What we can do is recapture the essence of a childlike consciousness by cultivating certain traits within ourselves. As children, we often saw adult lives as simple, so it's up to us to capture that simplicity in any way we can. It's useful to step away from our busy lives and live free from complication, if only for a short while. Allow yourself to laze around in bed on the weekend, play fetch with your dog, spend a day at a retro arcade, or bake a cake like you did with your parent or grandparent when you were little. But more than indulging in activities and behaviors that are commonly associated with our childhood, being childlike requires that we develop a mindset that's characterized by qualities such as imagination, wonder, creativity, hope, curiosity, and play. The beauty of nurturing this mindset is that you don't have to abandon your grown-up obligations in favor of it. You can be a responsible adult who prospers in your professional life and relationships and still be childlike. A youthful outlook facilitates your efforts and makes your journey smoother and more enjoyable. You have the power to see the world as one big playground filled with adventures and things for you to discover and relish, as opposed to seeing it as a minefield riddled with obstacles, strife, and scarcity. All you need to do is choose to shift your outlook and stick with it. The next time you find yourself surrounded by children, observe them. Remember what it was like when you were their age, before you were indoctrinated by the rules and protocols of society and the institutions that stripped away your childishness to make sure that you fit into the system. The good news is that you can reconnect with that lost part of you by consciously embodying these 5 childlike qualities, which will make growing up much easier and a fun process. Number 1, you stop taking life so seriously. There certainly are times when we're required to be serious, but most of the time we can easily avoid getting dragged down by the heaviness of life. Kids achieve this by living in the moment and letting go of grudges, hurts, and complications. If we can release our emotional baggage and avoid the tendency to criticize, complain, and catastrophize, we open our heart space to more joy and pleasure. For example, if someone was rude to you at a coffee shop, instead of getting angry at them, you can shrug it off because you don't want to allow one person's misplaced attitude to ruin the beauty of your day. Number 2, fun, laughter, and play are prioritized. Given our busy lifestyles, many of us have put fun, play, and laughter on the back burner. Perhaps we restrict our indulgences to only a couple of hours on the weekend, during vacations, or maybe even until we retire. But if we don't make time to enjoy our lives and have fun, we will droop and wither like a plucked flower. We need to prioritize our playtime by ensuring that we make enough time for recreational activities in our schedule. If you miss playing basketball, join a sports team in your neighborhood. If you like board games, join a games meetup group. Love dancing? Sign up for a dancing class. Number 3, every day becomes an adventure. When children wake up in the morning, they jump out of bed bursting with excitement, anticipating glorious adventures in the day ahead. They wonder what they're going to learn and discover, what stimulating and interesting challenges they'll face, and the type of friends that they'll meet along the way. Wouldn't it be refreshing if we could all wake up with the same zest for life? Even if you have a predictable routine, you can inject spontaneity into your day by trying new things and changing things up a little. This will shift your energy from a zombie-like state, simply going through the motions to pass the time, to someone with a passion for life and positive anticipation for what lies ahead. Number 4, you see more possibilities than limitations. When we shed the layers of cynicism and doubt that typically infiltrate the adult mind, opportunities for expansion and growth become more apparent to us. Like dark clouds that dissipate after a storm, the sun comes out to illuminate the options that were initially hidden. When we were children, we believed that we could be anything our heart desired. Astronaut, athlete, pilot, movie star, the list goes on. But as we grew up, we began to lose sight of our abundant potential, we may have developed limiting beliefs and allowed people and circumstances to dictate the course of our lives. Reconnecting with our childlike sensibilities will reveal that we have more possibilities ahead of us than we ever imagined. Number 5, the world becomes a magical place. Do you remember the last time that you were truly amazed? A time when your jaw dropped and you said, "Wow!" Kids do this often because they look at everything through the eyes of wonder. The newness of everything that they witness fascinates them. They can see magic in even the simplest object. Of course, as adults, we can't erase our memories, but we can temporarily suspend our stream of thoughts and engage with life from a neutral and non-judgmental place. Get out into nature and watch beautiful sunsets or look up at a starry sky. Disengage by leaving your smartphone on silent mode and visit a museum, art gallery, movie, or show and lose yourself in the artistic beauty. If you ever find yourself reminiscing about the simpler times of your childhood, just remember that you can always relive those memories through your imagination and creative expression. Like the mystical tree door that Christopher Robin enters to be with Winnie the Pooh in the Hundred Acre Wood, it's a portal that will always stay open for you to enter. All my best on your journey. Celine. Hey everyone! Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.